Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Foggy Bottom Pictures presents the Scary Octopus Records Halloween Hootenanny. Join us Saturday, September 28th at the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg for a night of music and spooky hijinks. Enjoy performances from Sonny Ledford, the Pie Tasters, and Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, all in support of the good people at Mission 22. Don't miss the 12-inch Halloween Hootenanny official record release featuring new music from the Pie Tasters, Reverend Peyton, Sonny Ledford, and Ponytails and Cocktails. There will be giveaways, a silent auction, exclusive merchandise, and much more. VIP tickets have already sold out, so get your tickets now before it's too late at www.tallyhotheater.com.
What is that, Lil? 12 hands in a row? Dukes, you son of a bitch, nobody's that lucky.
Now here's your host, the Big Silly.
Chad Dukes.
Charlie Hotel.
Alpha. Delta. Yeah, Dukes. Dig it.
There, but for the grace of God, do with me.
Well, a nickel-sized hell and a damaged hand wins. We rode over New York, never let us back in. We blew out the lights, kicked the windows in. And when the law showed up, said they're gonna have to take us in. They're scared of my music.
I really thought you were going to ride at that time. I really thought that was the time you were going to bring that mechanized bull to its fucking proverbial knees, Gigantor. But fortunately, we'll have to wait till the next time I play that video. Welcome, everybody, to the Free Friday episode of the Chad Dukes Show. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully, you're subscribing on iTunes. If you are, leave a five-star review. You're not fucking paying anything for this, chiseling bastards. I am your host, The Shootster, brought to you live by Monk's Barbecue in Percival, Virginia. Best barbecue in all of Northern Virginia. I am joined by, well, they call him the the New Jersey Badass, what I've heard people call him in the streets. Don't cross Tim, or he'll fucking slap you with a Taylor ham and egg and mispronounce water. Radio's trying to get Gantor in the building. Hello, Tor. Good to see you again, buddy.
Still getting picked on for falling off the bull by my family to this day. If it's ever won, they were in attendance.
And, all right.
And my dad is still pretty, and sisters are saying that was still embarrassing for you, that you did a turn and a half. And it'll get brought up at Thanksgiving dinner, it'll get brought up at Christmas dinner, and that's just my role to play, I guess, being the jokester.
You are the jokester, and I've been calling you that even before your luchador career began. Like, oh my God, the high-flying jokester is up on the top turnbuckle with the 450 frog splash. You know what's crazy? Is there is a condescending, and I'm sure you're aware of this even more than I am, Tor, but there's a condescending pop when you actually throw that big old thigh. And I know there's less of you now than there was then. But once you get that big old gam over the size of the mechanical bull, like, the crowd pops. Because I guess they thought that you were just incapable of such a physical feat. That's got to hurt even more than falling off, I would assume.
I took it as they're all a majority of the audience is fans of professional wrestling. And one of the tropes of female professional wrestlers is having gigantic asses and thighs, which I can appreciate. It's the closest I've ever been to getting interested in wrestling is seeing Rhea Ripley walk out every single time that that's posted. Holy hell.
Look at you not dropping her Christian name. Jesus Christ. Have you seen Listen, dickhead. Have you seen Sky Blue?
Hold on.
Why don't you Google image search Sky Blue right now before you start dropping Rhea Ripley, and then we can watch this one. How many people used to come out to a Chad Dukes Show event? That's the most depressing part of that entire thing. God bless. Did you find Sky Blue?
We might have to end the show.
Try to tell you, man.
I don't. Yeah, this is going to ruin my week.
She's special.
Goodness gracious.
What's the name of the, have you seen the twerking chick? She was in NXT for a while. Big old fucking, I mean, you need a step ladder, but just a giant ass. And her her gimmick, I think, was just that she would just jiggle her ass all over the place, and then she would do the splits on top of her opponent. I'm like, let's just have them scissor, Vince. What are we fucking doing? Why are we even putting on airs here?
It might be Nikita Lyons.
That's her. That's my girl. Yeah, she'll change your perspective. Believe she might have an OnlyFans. I'm not positive, but
she'll have a new subscriber if that's true. Goodness gracious. I'll sign up.
Oh, I forgot who said it once. It might have been Ronnie B. He said, she's got a lot of stuff in all the places you want to have a lot of stuff. That's good for her. Welcome to the show. Hit the like button, you cowards. We are streaming this on YouTube. We're going to take it down unless you're a member. Of course, you could listen for free on iTunes. There is a free Friday episode of the Chad Duke Show that goes up every Friday. I have chiseling bastards. I had a guy that somehow had my cell phone number, sent me a message and said, I listened to the free Friday episode. Hope you're doing well. I was like, I'd be doing better if you subscribed, you motherfucker. But it is what it is. Plenty of stuff to get to. I have a surprise for you tonight, young Gigantor, today.
Oh, okay. I'm always very fond of surprises.
I think you like this one. I really do think this isn't one that you'll dislike. But there's that. I watched a couple of, as the kids would say, probably classified as woke movies over the past couple of nights, and actually found myself enjoying them. So I'm hoping I can get to a stage where I can just be like, this is just going to happen in movies and there's nothing I can do to change it. So maybe I can just sit down and enjoy it. I watched one tour that I think you'd really like. It's called Rebel Ridge.
Oh, I've been hearing a lot of buzz about this one.
I hadn't heard anything about it.
Woke Twitter is loving it.
Woke Twitter must love it because it is as woke. It is as woke as you can get. The cops are bad. They hate white people. I mean, there isn't one good white person in this movie, but it's good. Like, it's a good movie. It's a decent premise. If it wasn't so goddamn woke, but the dude in it, the main guy, the actor, I don't know what the brother's name is, but he's got, I want to tell you, he's got intoxicating eyes. Like, I don't know, if I was a woman and this dude was like hitting me with his rap, it's game over. It's a fucking rap. Like, we're going to go do whatever you want to do. Cause I've never seen anybody with eyes like this guy has. And he's in very good shape too.
It appears to be Aaron Pierre playing Terry Richmond in the
okay.
film.
And Don Johnson is the bad sheriff in this film.
Chief Sandy Byrne.
Okay, that makes sense. They don't say his name a lot. All the white people in this are just awful. They're just terrible, and they're cops, they're gonna run into you with their police cruisers, and it's like they wouldn't be able to. I just don't know how you get away with this. Like if they went as crazy about the Tyreek Hill shit as they did the past couple of weeks, there's no way this law enforcement body would be able to get away. Anyway, still good, still a good movie, and that dude, that guy's name that you just said. Uh-huh. He's an action star. Like, Marvel should ruin his career as quickly as they can. We've got a special guest for you here. I don't know if you see this, but joining us, Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Oh no, we're doing.
Keep rolling. Keep stroking.
Oh, come on.
No, what's up, boys? I'm driving my mom to the hospital.
Oh. Oh, damn it.
Oh, boy. Kevin Smith said it took 5 years for them to make that movie. Boyega dropped out. Oh, yeah. Boyega sucks the back of him compared to the dude in that Rebel Ridge movie. That guy's a fucking star. Jim Jester joins us.
What's up, fellas?
How does Jim look way healthier than Tor right now? Yeah. This is fucking flipping me the shit out. Tor, you look like a banana.
I'm not getting much sun right now.
you certainly are not, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Or it's just that light. Maybe it's just bad lighting.
It's terrible lighting. Now I look sickly. I look like
Tor looks like if they genetically spliced a banana with a big, fat, shut-in weirdo. Like, that's what Tor looks like right now. Oh no, Jorge says Jimmy looks skinnier than Tor. It can't be.
No, it's my hair. I could put on a Fred Durst Limp Bizkit hat. I got one. I can do this.
You gonna play that game, bitch? To make a blast for my cash. It's a
lesson. Maybe fucking Jim Norris. Jim Norris might be the new character on the show. Fred Jester.
Oh, shit.
Oh, look at this. We got Limp Dick Biscuit here. Look at this.
Oh, no.
Gimp Biscuit. I got both of them right here in the building. Holy shit. If you're not watching this, they both are doing cosplay for Linkin Park right now. Whatever the fuck. Why won't Tor be at the Halloween hoot? Get there. I didn't even fucking ask him, or it doesn't help anything. Thank you for the $1.99. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
Super
Jorge.
Chats all go to the right place, you chintzy bastards. Where are you saying, Tor? I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jorge, for the Super Chats. They all go to the primo production of the Chad Duke Show and both types of sports. We pump it back into the program as much as we can.
Oh, you didn't. Jimmy didn't see our fucking killer production that we had earlier.
Oh, no.
You didn't get a chance to see it, Jim Daddy?
No, I didn't.
Well, I got to say, your job is officially in jeopardy because with the type of fun. Let me just slip over here real quick. With the type of funding that we have received in Super Chats, dare I say it, I think we got $40 worth of Super Chats today.
Wow, nice.
Yes, I've been able to funnel that money directly back into the show, and Tor and I now have resources like this.
Now it's time for the NFL on X on both types of sports.
So Eric Nagel, you watch your fucking ass. I'm coming for you.
There was no echo. I mean, it sounded terrific.
I know. There was not even an echo on it, which usually there is on production on the show. Jennifer Keegan says, those hats thin out both of your faces. That is so disrespectful. That is such a backhanded compliment.
I'll
take it.
My hair is extremely coffee caked up right now. I haven't got a haircut in probably a month and a half. It's just shooting right to the top of the ceiling. So a hat, I think, definitely helps because my big weird head, if I have hair that goes up and out, it just makes it look more hourglass, and my fat face looks even fatter. Whereas if I can actually try to mold my head more sleek, then my fat face doesn't look as
fat. What in the shit? You guys are getting torn apart. We've got two comments, and you got Tor's beside himself at this point. Of course, Tor does look like two people standing beside themselves. I forget about that sometimes. I haven't seen him in a while. Gigantor, you haven't seen Jimmy in a while, though, have you?
No, it has been a minute since I've been able to talk to Jim Daddy in this forum. Happy to see Jimmy. Look, he came in happy, which always makes me happy. I'm sure he'll make me very upset in about 15 minutes in some way.
Give me some time.
But right now, very happy seeing Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but we taped a CD exclusive episode featuring Jim Daddy. Were you aware of this, Tor?
I have been notified that there was a CD episode being taped surrounding Jim Daddy and some recent events.
Have you had a chance to listen to it at all?
No, not yet. I am I'm saving it for a drive so I can I can fully immerse myself.
Certainly not a drive to Leesburg next Saturday on the 28th for the Halloween Hootenanny Scary Octopus Records to benefit Mission 22. Tickets available now at aliotheater.com. He won't need it for that. But what I can tell you, Tor, is that you've known and worked with Jimmy. You've been, of course, his boss for many years.
Many.
You're going to change your opinion of him as a human after you hear this CD. I don't want to say if it's for the good or for the worse, but there is a moment in this CD, and I don't want to oversell it, where Jim casually says something, and you know that he can do this. He's done this in your company, he's done this in mine, that he doesn't know how horrible it is what he's saying and how awful it means his life is. And the whole room explodes and then turns on him. Because, like, Jim is a natural baby face. Like, you're inclined to fucking think and want the best for Jim until he lets you know how dark his heart is. I'm excited to hear you respond to that.
I've been on such a nice streak with Jimmy lately. It's been pleasant text messages. It's been a lot of just niceness. And I'm not ready for that because, Jimmy, you're a bad person. But you do a really good job of disguising yourself as like the nicest person. So I think being able to be a chameleon is a very, you know, it's very important in you know, just walking around living, especially if you have that darkness inside of you. So I applaud you, but I'm also terrified of you.
Okay.
Me too.
I can appreciate that.
I actually feel the same way. Jim, what is the genesis of the new look? I know that you are a huge rap metal fan.
Yeah.
I know that most of your musical knowledge is centered right around the late 90s, early 2000s when those bands were in their heyday. Is this a character turn for you?
No, this is just a gift that came in the mail today, and I figured since a new era committed, now this red cap gets a rap from these critics, I would just wear it on the show.
Oh man. That was so seamless. That really just fucking, that's like when like a cuticle gets caught up in something and it gets pulled back a little too far. What's the front? Is that a cheeseburger?
It's a big sandwich. I'm not quite sure what the hat represents, but I love it.
You got a big sandwich on your hat?
Holes looks like a patty melt.
Yeah, that's could be a breakfasty sandwich. Could be, I don't know, Texas toast.
Is that cheese? Scrapple though? Like, I feel like that's some sort of potted meat that's on the middle of that sandwich.
That makes sense. I thought it was a burger at first, but the more I looked at it, I was like, egg and cheese involved. This is a breakfast sandwich.
You think that's a Cluckster's burger? Now, who sent you the fucking hat?
Mr. Dick Smokehand.
What?
Yeah, he loves me.
Hold on. He shouldn't. Right, he hosted that show with me.
What do you mean he just sent you a hat?
Yeah,
Dick is like one of the most impoverished people that I know. I don't think that he's going to be sending anybody a brand new era cap.
And cheap. Well, he's one of those guys that kicks his wallet across the room when the tab comes at the fucking nice seafood restaurant.
He gave
sometimes
me,
I do things for Mr. Smokehand that not many other people can. Well, you two probably could, but I don't think
other than just him shooting a load down your throat, I don't know what that possibly could be, Jim. You're going to have to clarify that for us.
I help him pass a drug test to get a job promotion.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I guess we're doxing today. I guess we're putting business all in the street. What are you giving out Dan Campbell's house address next, Jim Jester? No. So fucking, hold on. All right, this is all alleged, of course.
Alleged, yeah. I don't know anything about the incident in question.
So allegedly, you would piss into a Tupperware and then give it to Dick?
Yep.
And then Dick would take that piss to his employer, and then they wouldn't know all of the pills he was snorting.
Somehow that's how it works.
How the fuck did he get the urine into the room? Did he use the Wizinator?
That is a very good question. I have not inquired once it leaves Fairfax, Virginia.
Was it Michael Bennett? Who was the Vikings running back that used the Wizinator to pass the steroid test? You guys remember that story?
I do.
I feel like it was a Vikings running back that fucked my butt in fantasy one year. Maybe the chat will know, although we have a measly chat.
Ontario Smith caught with the Wizinator.
All right, there you go. That makes sense. That's it. He was one of those guys that people thought, because all the Vikings running backs, everyone thinks they're going to catch 100 passes, and Dalvin Cook and Robert Smith it up. Was it Robert Smith or Roger Smith? Robert Smith, the lead singer of The Cure, Roger Smith.
That's correct.
No, Robert, hold on. Robert Smith was the running back for the Vikings. Roger Smith was my professor at George Mason, who hated my guts.
Robert Smith, running back for the Vikings.
Thank you.
On fire.
I wish you weren't so young, Tor. I mean, you really missed out on a lot of really good football and a lot of really good players. Like, it sucks that, like, I can't drop Orlandis Gary in front of you and you have any idea what I'm talking about.
I try to do a good job of staying plugged into football generations and players that superseded me.
Sure.
But it is tough.
I think you meant preceded you.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
Go ahead and write that down for the title, please.
How do you want that or Gimp Biscuits? Because now we got two.
Man. Well, I like Gimp Biscuits. Rocking the set. I like it a lot. All right, Jimmy, turn your hat back around so you can both be. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Jimmy.
He's Brad Durst.
I can't.
Oh, boy. What were you saying, Tor? I rudely interrupted you.
Jimmy, if I were you, I don't know if I would want to be sending my piss out everywhere, because I don't know exactly what they're testing for, but I'm not sending my piss. I don't want to get a bunch of results back and saying, oh, you have this, And what if you're
I didn't even think about that.
What if you're on something that Dick doesn't know that you're on that could also be not per the company bylaws? I'm sure it's not that
strict. Buyer beware. Like if it comes back, I mean, Jimmy clearly has gonorrhea. Like if it comes back and Dick tests positive for gonorrhea, that'd be hilarious. How did it work, Jester? How did it go down? Like, would you do it the night of, or did you bring it with you from work?
No, I do it there in the bathroom. I'll just get a bottle from him and fill it halfway. And
you did this at my studio?
I did it at the bathroom at your studio.
How dare you? This is immoral behavior.
Well, just another layer to Jim Daddy.
Does Dick know you're fucking blowing up his spot right now?
He's going to find out tomorrow.
Guess he is. What happens tomorrow? You giving him more piss? How many times did you piss for him?
I've done it twice now.
Man. Tori, I didn't think we'd end up here, honestly. I knew where the journey began, but I didn't know where it would end.
I didn't want to call my shots. I didn't want to do it. I said Jimmy would piss me off in 15 minutes, and it's been 10.
All I'm doing is helping a friend.
I guess so. What do I care? You know what? Screw them if they're piss testing and doing all that. But
can Jimmy get in trouble? That's not illegal, though, right? Like, is that? It's for a job. He's not pissing for the cops. So, like, would there be any blowback? Like, when my brother one time got caught using my ID to buy booze, and the cops called me, but they just said, "Do you know that your brother has your ID?" And I was like, "No," and they're like, "Okay," and that was it. Like, I wasn't responsible for. Because I feel like if you get a pistol stolen out of your house and then someone uses it to rob a bank, you're going to get some shit for that.
At least the talking to, yes.
But did Dick say, like, did he give you any reassurance that this couldn't blow back on you at all?
No, I mean, I don't imagine what type of trouble that I could get in for that. Because, I mean, really, all I did was use a bottle. I mean, it's harmless. For all I know, it went in the trash.
Well, that's ridiculous. Laurie Wagner. That's what dumb Baltimore guys that watch The Wire. That, like, that's the way that they view the law. Sharing urine wouldn't. What's go ahead, Chor. I'm sorry.
I will say I once pissed in a bottle in the parking lot studio parking lot. I don't think I ever told this, but one of my first times coming up for Bode, I was intimidated by the bathroom line, and I didn't really know the procedure and didn't want to ask. So I went outside and pissed in a bottle in my car, and then I drove home.
I'll tell you what, you guys have been very open tonight, and I appreciate that for the show, but I'm learning. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. It was like 21-year-old Gigantor with no confidence, and it didn't want to step on any toes, and I just didn't.
I feel like 25-year-old or 26-year-old Gigantor is not discernibly more intelligent or displays better instincts. So I would imagine. So you were intimidated by there's never a line to the bathroom. There were just a couple people that, you know, if we took a break, like there'd be three or four people. Is that there's also two bathrooms in that fucking building.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know anybody. And I everyone was rummaging around in the back for food and they're being polite, and I got overstimulated, and I went and pissed in my car. I couldn't help it. I don't know what I was thinking.
Right, I got to walk that back. They were being polite. I got overstimulated, and I pissed in a why didn't you just piss in the parking lot?
I don't know. I don't know. I should have. I've done that also before after getting my sea legs, apparently.
I've watched you do that.
But all over Jester's car. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's so fucking... Yeah, that you could tell it was the clean spot. It was the one clean spot on the car.
Damn it.
Terrible. So you stuck. Okay, so you pissed in that bottle. Then, of course, there was the bottle in the basement that you were helping to fill. There's a lot of you placing your member into a plastic bottle in your life. Like, that's been a big part of your upbringing.
I'm really not thrilled about it. I really wish I hadn't done it more. I don't even know why I said that. I shouldn't have said Jimmy was in the barrel and I bailed him out. I don't know why. I don't know, shoot. I don't know. I can't help. I don't know.
That's the type of decision making that would lead me to believe you're still capable of fucking getting intimidated and overstimulated by a bathroom line or guys eating pizza. So guys are crushing slices. You get overstimulated and have to run out of the building.
Yeah, Lawson was kind of yelling at me, and it just in a loud, happy talking way, and he was talking about the Nuggets, and I was just like, I gotta piss. I don't see a key. I don't know where it is. I gotta do what's best and not pee my pants in the studio. And I just tried to. I fled ship. I had to get out before, because I couldn't be like new guy coming in and he peed himself, and now we got to do a boat exclusive episode and ask what's wrong with him.
So that was an option to just sit there and piss yourself in the fucking studio.
That was the last final option, and I decided against that.
Wow. Tell you what, man, you guys are letting it all fucking hang out tonight, aren't you?
I guess Jimmy's.
We missed each other.
Has rubbed off on me.
You bring out the worst in each other, really. I mean, this is Revelation CD type of stuff. Jimmy, that could have crushed on a Revelation CD, that admission, because you're implicating somebody that we know as well.
Damn it.
All right. And this is a free episode, too. God damn it, Jim. This is giving away all the good shit.
Subscribe to the show.
Yeah, you guys got to go out and record your hit single for the Mission Impossible soundtrack as soon as this fucking episode is over. A couple people have asked me what the background is today on this episode, if you're watching live on YouTube, so I thought maybe I would share that with everybody. I think most of you have seen this picture, but if you haven't, this is some sort of... I believe they're African gentlemen. I'm not sure. It's a website that I hired where there's a bunch of, I wouldn't say yoked. How would you describe these gentlemen, Tor? Are they shredded? Like, how would you describe these guys? Ripped?
Oh, I mean, they're in great shape. I wouldn't say they're yoked. They're not swole. Cut up?
I'd say cut.
Yeah.
And they're wearing various flowers, holding up signs that say love. They all have the same yellow pants on. They're shirtless. And what they do is they're black gentlemen. They're not African-American because they are the Africans, the real deal. And what they'll do is they'll hold up a picture of anybody that you like, and they will say happy birthday. They'll kiss the photo, and then they'll dance. They'll dance the Gangnam style. And it's like $40. It's the best $40 I ever spent. And I picked a very embarrassing picture of Ant-Man whose head, I can't even explain to you what his head looks like in this picture. If you haven't seen it, it looks like one of those trolls where you'd pet the hair and make a wish back in the 90s. They painted this picture out and held it up and kissed it on camera and then danced around like silly geese. And it's fantastic.
It looks like the definition of a cranium compared to like just a normal human skull. Like if you want to go the extra mile of description, it's very light bulb shaped. The hair is unbelievable. And you could even tell then he didn't have much light in his eyes, which is what I like. There's still a shark swimming around back there, even though he's got on his clip-on tie and only, you know, front-facing suit.
Do me a favor, Tor, just real quick. I know Googling is not an easy thing for you to do, but Google the leader Hulk villain. The leader is one of Marvel's bigger villains for the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, it's at least...
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jimmy, did you just Google it, too? Yeah. Did I send Oathman the link? He won't come on, right? He's texting me right now. I sent Oathman Boucherab. I don't think he likes going by Othello BT anymore. Mm-hmm. But I sent him a copy of Jimmy's CD. He just...
Oh, no.
I looked down at my phone, and it was... Like, he had no idea that was all going on. Yeah, he's like, I don't fucking believe it. I'm like, yeah, I know. No one, none of us could.
I spent some time with Barty's coworker this week.
Oh, yeah?
The Tube, I guess, was in New York City doing
a bunch of... I saw that!
He was doing a bunch of scary stuff, and we got met up for, I think, 7 2 p.m. beers. Which was Jesus a good Tuesday. Christ.
Yeah, he is a fucking mess.
but I guess he went to see Rosemary's Baby, and then we met up and got drunk, and then
you can't see Rosemary's Baby when you're in fucking Washington D.C. Like, I don't understand.
I guess he wanted to also go see the mansion that was featured in Rosemary's Baby that's supposed to be haunted and scary also. And I didn't want any parts of it. He's a terrifying person. Like through.
Well,
the,
He should have known not to ask you. Again, for those people that aren't aware, our buddy Gigantor is afraid of Star Wars A New Hope. So, like, how on earth were you going to be able to go see the Rosemary's Baby? Fucking awesome. Mm-mm.
Couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. I said, well, we'll just hit, I'll just sit here and pound Guinness and try to pray to God I find the right train back home.
And you also got drunk Dotson, which is my favorite person on earth. He is a lot of fun.
He was screaming in the bar. It's just base level talking was a generous yell.
The last, like, we moved Fortress Film Society to Mondays when we tape. So I get deathly hungover, bitter at the world, crashing, emotional. I mean, Jester, am I lying? We get the worst version of the tube you could possibly encounter. And I like to take Fridays off too, Tor, but I go in there and I'm like, oh, the tube's here. We having beers? Come on, let's turn it into a party. Like, I won't drink tomorrow. No, Dukes, I've got to get back on track. With me, he has to get back on track. With Tor, they're up there getting fucked up in the Ruby Tuesday in Red Bank, and I got to fucking sit here like a jerk.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right, I wanted to show you guys this because I don't get this bit. So this is a tweet. I just got a screen cap of it. Do you follow Dov Kleinman, Tor?
Muted him. I'm sick of Dov Kleinman. Irritating aggregate account that for the most part posts meaningless stuff to me.
Okay, but if you're preparing a football show, he's a good guy to follow because he retweets a lot of dirt.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Base level shit, you know, gossip, things like that. So I don't follow him from my main account. I follow him from the football account. So it's not as annoying. By the way, if you like football, please follow Tor and I's show, Both Types of Sports. Mm-hmm. It's available on X and Instagram, Both Types Sports. Both Types Sports. Follow it. And then, of course, iTunes, Spotify, and you can watch right here on YouTube as well. He retweeted a screen cap of a deleted tweet. Not sure how that works. From Patrick Mahomes. And I guess it was a tweet to P. Diddy. I can't confirm that because I don't know if that's Diddy's account. I assume it is. The tweet has been deleted. And then Dov Kleinman says, breaking or trending, Patrick Mahomes deletes his happy birthday Sean Diddy Combs post with a screen cap for the receipt. I'm already completely sick of the puffy news. All of the lube jokes went from mildly humorous for about 5 seconds to now beaten the fuck to death.
Yeah.
Not making any excuses for anything that he may have done, but now it's just a good old fashioned dog pile. You've never seen braver people when the dog pile is on, right? Like you had a lot of chances to motherfucking dog pile Diddy for a very long time. The only person I saw it was, what's his name? Eddie Griffin on the Shay Shay show, whatever his name is. I just think that fucking now it's just if you have a tweet to someone that's getting canceled, right? And you delete it. I'm asking you boys this. Is that the right move, or does it make it look like you possibly have something to hide? Because I've got some personal experience in this and I want to share with you my thoughts. But when you guys see that Pat Mahomes is deleting a happy birthday tweet to Diddy, if that indeed did happen, what is your reaction to that?
I think it's trying to get ahead of it somehow, like Twitter bots or can still pull deleted tweets, or you could search up at Patrick Mahomes handle deleted tweet and it's there. I don't know why it takes time for it to get removed fully from Twitter/X, which is frustrating, I'm sure, if you're trying to get away from any of the situations. So I think it's probably better to just have the deleted tweet screenshot opposed to riding out the storm in most cases.
What fucking storm is there going to be for wishing a dude that you know happy birthday? I mean, does that mean you went to one of his buck nasty parties and you're squirting lube all over and hiring fucking male prostitutes to fuck chicks in front of you? Like, no, it does not. No, it does not.
I think
it looks worse for this motherfucker to do this, because then like, okay, why are you deleting that? Like, what happened? You don't want people to know you were there? Like, what? To me, it looks more suspicious if you do that.
Yeah, the I don't know why Mahomes did that, because the guy that he tweeted at appeared to be a longtime friend from Texas, and his name's Pat, so I guess they call him P. Diddy. And maybe, I don't know, maybe his team said, if you got anything Diddy-wise right now, we can't have you having heat.
Why would you, is that even to his account? So why the, maybe just because people are searching Diddy in every celebrity on earth, and then that comes up. That could possibly be a reason.
I think the best way that he could have gone about it is if people started like finding this tweet again, he'd say, no, this is my boy, LOL. Never met Diddy in my life or something.
That's
like
the
that.
Way to handle it.
Like if you could clear it up that way. But I would assume how big Patrick Mahomes is. He has got a crack team of geniuses around him that would advise just to get it deleted.
I don't like the deleting. I think it makes it look like you're hiding something. It's very weird, especially if it was meaningless. Like, it's very easily explainable, and it's answering one question, and you move on with your life. I don't think it's a big ordeal if you're beating around the bush or actually trying to hide something.
So, can I tell you why I deleted all my tweets when I was getting canceled?
Yeah.
Because what I was being fucked up for at the time were things said in jest that at a very recent period of history were acceptable, and they now no longer are socially. And they still are, by the way, if you go on YouTube or you listen to The Bonfire on Sirius XM or anywhere else except you're in an uptight fucking sports talk radio situation like I was. Like, if I made the same jokes that got me fired on Sirius, I don't think anything would have happened. I don't think I would have gotten a talking to. But because it was, you know, in the environment that it is, and I realized if that is all it takes to get me completely fucked up. And at the time, there were other people involved. You know, there's friends of mine, like people are not talking to me. It's like, let me not give these fucking animals, like these scavengers, any more fucking ammunition than I possibly can. Let me just wipe it all out. And it wasn't out of necessarily even fear, or it wasn't out of, you know, I don't want to get caught for X, Y, and Z. It was out of, I'm not going to give these shitheads the opportunity to do more damage. Like, go out and do your own work. You know, I've got 20 years of me speaking into a microphone. Dig up whatever shit you want, but it ain't going to come from my Twitter feed. So in that sense, I kind of get it. It's like, why am I going to give you dickheads the chance? But the problem is he left my level of exposure. He's so far in a different area now where anything he does, these guys post one little drunken fucking emoji at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then, what was it? Roma Dunze's father went on Twitter and posted a video of him being open. And everybody's like, man, this guy's clowning Caleb Williams. Oh, shit. This is like RG3's dad. It's like, Jesus Christ. This is Roma Dunze's dad saying that he can create separation.
The weird thing about Twitter is that at one point everybody was still like new to Twitter, and it was just like the people that you've the 62 people that followed you and the 60 people that you followed. And from 2004 to probably 2014, that's how it operated. And you get a weird scandal every now and then, but it didn't feel like it would ever become like big time ammunition. And then 6 years later, 5 years later, whatever it was, it all explodes, and then everything on Twitter becomes the holy testimony to your being, instead of, oh my God, I was 12 years old with a Twitter account and I thought this was funny. And there's never any looking back and saying, oh yeah, he was just a moron in high school, because nobody apparently online in high school was a moron. I know, Jimmy, you were a choir boy in high school. Thank God there was no Twitter when you were in high school, Jimmy. I thank the
thank
holy
God.
Heavens.
Thank. My point being, though, is if, like, Dak Prescott had a sexual assault lawsuit, like, recently, like, not that long ago. Tyreek Hill was just voted the best player in football. That's felony domestic assault, battery, strangulation, like, bad shit. Pat Mahomes, like, I understand that you have an empire, and I understand that you still want to be able to do Coke and Pepsi and Allstate ads, but holy shit, is that being incredibly fastidious about your image, especially considering like what his brother has been involved with, the fact that his wife is constantly a controversial figure. I don't know. I understand people being sensitive, but it's like, I'm tweeting it. I didn't even know that Tor just brought up that he didn't even tweet it to Diddy. He tweeted it to some guy they called Diddy, and he still wanted to get rid of it so nobody could give him any shit.
Yeah, it's I think Mahomes sees the hurricane around him and he's constantly in the eye of it. And he's a smart enough guy where,
where I just he said can, that for Jim. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tori. I think he's a smart enough guy where if there's anything but where Patrick Mahomes himself is jeopardizing himself, I think he could say, I need this gone because I'm getting crushed every day for everyone around me. And
is
I just Chick, need to keep
is
being
Chick
the
still getting him into shit. Is I mean he oh, ain't shut her.
Yes, he is.
He ain't shut that down. He's got no ability to, you can take as many screenshots of him. I'm a resting bitch face. Like that whole fucking gif and the one where she said she's still ruling that roost. I just don't understand. This is what frustrates the shit out of me about Jim Jester. These selfish motherfuckers, these fucking dick riders, these ball washers, these pilot fish that just sit there and they wait for you to do something. No disrespect, Jim. No disrespect.
No.
But do they not also understand? Like, all you have Pat Mahomes does is if you keep fucking around, you're going to cost this whole thing comes down. Like if you fuck up bad enough, the money, the fame, the free tickets, all of it goes away because you can't stay off TikTok. And that's why with poor Jimmy on a less grand scale, it's like, hey, if you guys kill me, I can't pay for everything and do everything, and you might have to go outside and go to the grocery store or maybe actually fill out a job application. And that's why it's like, I'm sorry, Jim. It's like, and I'm just saying, you know, no disrespect, no disrespect. Right. Why can't Pat Mahomes go to these people? Stop fucking around because none of you are doing anything. Like none of your dances on TikTok are leading to anything, asshole brother of mine.
I think all these people watch Goodfellas and take away the wrong lesson. It's not, hey, cooking in prison looks fun. It's we have a really good thing going, and all you have to do is not buy the pink Cadillac. All you have to do is not buy the fur coat.
Take
it's
it back.
One little thing. One little thing that could jeopardize the whole operation, get everybody canned, and everyone, and that I think is lost on people. That theme in the movie holds true every single time I watch it. It's the most frustrating aspect of the movie. Listen to the boss; he's smarter than you. He knows what's going on here. Just follow the simple rules. But well, no, everyone's got to be the big baller.
Take it to a step further. Don't sell drugs. If you don't sell drugs, you won't get hooked on drugs, and they're still doing everything forever. Like, but the scene you're talking about, I mean, De Niro is kind of an insufferable ass now, but it doesn't matter because he played Jimmy Cicero, whatever the fuck his name was, in Goodfellas. That scene goes from being hilarious to like scary and awkward back to hilarious so quickly at that Christmas party when he's telling the first people, take the coat off, take it back. I don't care what it is, take it back. And then the fucking car shows up, and then it gets. What the fuck's the matter with you? And you realize, oh my God, he's gonna kill this dude right here in front of everybody.
Yeah,
I forgot what it is. So someone shows up with a mink coat, then someone shows up with a pink Cadillac,
right?
And then, and what's the third thing? Aren't there three things, or is it just the two women coming up with those?
The third was Ray Liotta secretly in his house. I think bought his wife a
nice. Oh, he bought the big Christmas tree. I bought the biggest one.
Yeah. So there was one that he, at least he could keep it separate, but the two jackasses walking through flexing their big new drug money is that's a big no-no.
It's in my mother's name. I love that car. Fun, great scene. Oh boy. I wanted to ask you both, since we're all three of us experts in eating. And think hard about this, because I think most people, when I attack this item, I think that they respond with their hearts and they don't respond with their heads. It is my belief that I've never had a good wrap. Never. I've had wraps that have filled me up. I've had wraps that were okay. I have never had a describe whatever the wrap is going to be, buffalo chicken, chicken parm. I don't know whatever you're going to put in your wrap that wouldn't have been better if it was in a sandwich format. Now, if your argument is you would assume a wrap has less calories, less carbs, things like that, not always the case if it's a tortilla, by the way. I get it. But don't tell me wraps are good because they ain't. They ain't. They're just a replacement. It's like a flatbread. Like no one has ever ordered a flatbread and said this is better than pizza. It has never happened. What percent, how often are you not disappointed by a wrap when you order one, whether it's at a gas station or a sit down eatery? Go to where you first.
I have spent a lot of time with wraps after in camp in college. They were our nighttime snack every night. And then once a week, we would get a little slice of barbecue pizza. And that was the best night of the week. But for the rest of the week, it was like a turkey and cheese wrap or a chicken Caesar wrap. And
they're convenient. They're hand holdable.
Yeah. You get a lot of, you can cater them easily. I am constantly disappointed by the wrap. I mean, probably 5% of the time, I'm not totally disappointed, but the for the majority of them, it's always disproportionate with the lettuce, with the chicken, with whatever's in it.
The goop.
It's never like put together exactly how you want it to be. You never feel like you get a good bite of a wrap. The structural integrity of a wrap is always shoddy. It falls apart either on the first bite or at the bottom when all the dressing pools up in the last couple bites, and then you just got a bunch of dressing on your hand. I tried not to be gross.
Did you have a stroke?
Yeah, kinda. But it's a pretty bad format. It does, I guess, get the job done. Maybe that's why I'm plateauing, because sandwiches are infinitely better than wraps, and I just am not going to go down that rabbit hole.
It's not even close.
Yeah. So the
Wraps are on every menu, though. And then I would say 50% of the catering that I see when people get something catered, it's those, you know, it's a big plastic tray, the whole tray of wraps that are like sliced into 1-inch pieces. And then people grab those, where I would speculate that most of the people eating those wraps would rather it be a finger sandwich or a slider. I mean, how much better is a slider than a wrap?
There's for the jump off entree to entree. I've only had one wrap that I would actually not even recommend, but say I enjoyed, which is the buffalo chicken wrap from Ragtime in Arlington. Like, that's the only one that I can even remember.
You ever ate one sober, motherfucker?
Oh no, nope.
Well, there you go.
How do I fucking know?
Couldn't do it. Won't do it.
The problem is, in the right circumstances, you can convince yourself anything's good. Like, I've just been sitting there, you know, shoveling Italian breadcrumbs into my mouth when I'm pissed drunk, and I'm like, this is so fucking good. Like, I haven't. Jimmy, where are you at on wraps, other than the rap you did with Method Man in the In Together video?
I'm fine with wraps, but there's no comparison to a real sandwich. The only argument really to make is whether it be convenience, because that's what's available, or you are looking to cut calories or the carbs. I've never had a wrap where I thought, man, that thing could not have been better than what I just had.
Are women stupid, or do they like salads? Because women will order a salad that has 3,000 calories worth of shit on it. I'm talking avocado, fried chicken, you know, fucking ranch dressing, croutons, and they'll do that, but they would rather die than order a cheeseburger out at lunch when the rest of us would order a cheeseburger. So is that mental illness? Like, what is that, just a display? Like, is that a performance? Look, I'm ordering a salad, so I'm trying not to be fat, because I know there's a lot of pressure on women to not be fat, but I still don't understand that whole bit that they do.
I think it's conditioning, similar to like going into the military. If you're in the military long enough, you're going to be pretty good at doing push-ups and pull-ups, and you're going to be able to do a 2-mile run. Whereas if you really commit to eating salads every day, like I believe a lot of women do, eventually you're just pretty conditioned into, here's my afternoon salad, and then it's just the long game there, where I don't know if it's somebody that gets in their ear at a young age, and then kind of sways them moving into that direction. Hey, if you start this now, it won't be as bad as when you're your late teens, and then when you're an adult, you'll be you know, in good shape if you keep this up. And say this is a good method to staying fit and trim if you're looking to find a man. So I think it's more conditioning.
What year is this? Fit and trim if you're looking to find a man. I felt like we were watching WandaVision for a fucking second. Jimmy, when is the last time you ate a salad that wasn't in any way affiliated with the show?
Last night.
Okay, before your
trip. Oh, before August. Wow.
August and everything after is a lot of salads for young Jimmy.
It sure is. It sucks so bad.
Yeah, because I remember you would eat a bunch of vegetables on Solid Dudes.
Yeah.
And when we would go out to, you know, the fancy dinners, I know you'd have a little salad there every once in a while. But when is the last time you think you ate a salad before all that?
Boy, it would have been, if not a year, multiple months. Because just having a salad for a meal just seems, still to me, seems ridiculous. But these times, it's kind of what you have to do. But it's not.
It's troubling times.
Yeah, if you have a plate full of salad, which is fine, and then a cheesesteak, why the hell would you eat the cheesesteak?
Jimmy, it's not about... Of course it tastes better. Nobody's ever eating a salad because a cheesesteak doesn't taste better. You're eating it because you should not eat a cheesesteak every meal, which you didn't ever seem to learn. No. And then also, there's benefits to eating vegetables. So it's like having a glass of water instead of which you've never learned.
No. But,
like, I love Coke. I love cheesesteaks, but I'll drink 8 glasses of water a day and have 3 or 4 salads a week just because, I don't know, I feel like I've been guilted into that my whole life.
I'll say this. I don't think... I think it's fine for a man to eat salad in private. I will put salad in a big cereal bowl, and that'll be a dinner one night.
I do that.
And it'll just be, all right, cool. This is what I'm eating. But I don't think you should eat it in public. I got into a huge fight with my current roommate as we were watching the Packers Eagles game in week 1. Hey, okay, let's get a bite here. Okay, I'm gonna get a steak sandwich, and it comes with fries and some jalapenos on it. It's gonna be a good time. He orders a Cobb salad, and we almost go to blows at the bar. And I'm sitting here, you're making me look bad, pal, because you don't look like fun. You don't look like anybody that anybody here want to drink with or talk to eating your Cobb salad. Well, I was incensed.
You should have been, and you responded. First of all, you still live with him, so you didn't go far enough. But it's not only are you fucking trying to, you know, one up me here in this bar show, I'm the fucking healthy one, but A, you look like a square, and then B, what are you shaming me for ordering something delicious? We're watching fucking football. There's no difference than if you're out at IHOP and you see your buddy like take a flask out and dump it into his fucking coffee. And you're like, that's not the time for that, crazy bastard.
There's a time and place. I think women eating salads in public, go after it. Have fun. That's fine. If you're a dude doing it, I don't care how good a shape you're in. That's never like... It's never good optics, in my opinion.
I feel bad for my... When we go up to Glory Days, my broad always fucking orders half a buffalo chicken salad. I'm like, why did we even come here? Like, what is the fucking point? Like, if you're gonna get a cheeseburger, now is the time. There's football on TV. The Lord will forgive you. Use the rest of the week to fucking get yourself into whatever situation you need to be.
Right.
Half a buffalo chicken salad. I'm sure that satiates anyone at any point in their life.
Right.
Oh, God. It's like a recession meal.
I think I've enjoyed salads, though. I think if I get a salad that has like a pecan crusted something and there's cranberries in it and there's cheese and there's some sort of like a Texas toast croissant, what is the word I'm looking for? Crouton. I think it's possible, but I wonder where you go over the Mason-Dixon line and you're just, because when I make a salad, Tor's right, I've got a bowl this big that I'll throw 2 pounds of like baby spinach in, but then on top of that, I've got 8 different kinds of cheese that goes on. I've got hardened cheese I put on it. I got 30 pounds of chicken strips.
I'll do the family Caesar salad from the grocery store, and that'll just be a good dinner. It's fine. That's fine for me. I think if I go anything Baja, then that kind of negates what the salad's supposed to do with the big Thousand Island dressing and the bacon bits and all that. Yeah, so
Hold on, though. Isn't the Caesar salad the one that is the worst for you? Because it's got all the Caesar dressing and the anchovies and all that shit. I thought that, like, by the numbers, the Caesar salad was the worst one for you.
I haven't been able to pull my head out of the Caesar salad pig trough to look at the numbers on the back of the bag so far. I don't know. It gets the job done for me.
I'm going to need the address for that Caesar salad pig trough. I want to stop by there this weekend. Never heard of such a place. Gonna do a bit here while we are here. If you are listening, if you're watching on Thursday night or you are listening to us on Friday, I invite you to go to youtube.com/Chad Duke Show and click subscribe. We are going live Friday night. Not only is Jim Jester traveling south, Ant-Man is traveling south, the boys will be broadcasting live from Monk Man's House, the presenting sponsor tour. I made this meme earlier today. It features Perry Farrell
attacking
Dave Navarro on stage at the Jane's Addiction. concert. It says a friend casually suggesting Monk might want to have a glass of water, and then of course Monk is Perry Farrell spurging out and throwing punches while he's supposed to be singing. Jane says
he's so angry in that photo.
He really, I mean, but it really is accurate. Monk and Tor and Jimmy, have you heard the latest about Monk's uvula?
Oh, no, the uvula specific news, I have heard nothing about.
I've seen posts, but no, I haven't listened to all of the show yet.
That's great, because you had to edit it together and put it up, so I'm glad to know that you didn't fucking listen to it. Oh, I just got rid of Jim. I kind of like that better. I'll get rid of an asshole that doesn't listen to my show. And all the dickhead does is drive around. That's all he does is drive around. Monk was on the show on Thursday, and he gave us an update. He was down at the beach, and his uvula was swollen and engorged, which I don't think I've ever heard of. Couldn't figure out why. He was speaking strangely. And then I checked the Super Secret supporter chat today, and apparently one of the ways you can enrage your uvula is if you're drinking way too much liquor.
Oh, my. Well, that sounds like the question has been answered.
I think so. And then also, if you don't drink any water, and this is the idiot that was bragging about how he was out on the beach in the middle of the sun, no umbrella, no shirt, no sunscreen, no water, just drinking tall boys of Modelo for 12 straight hours.
Oh, so he's getting real local real quick. I mean, it's going to be a rough neck, thick skin, constantly dehydrated. Well, get a good look at his eyeballs when you're there, because I don't know if he's going to start having an MJ situation happening.
Jesus.
Well, that's now tough. You mean MJ is Michael Jackson?
Jordan.
What did Michael Jordan do?
His pupils are, the whites of his eyes are not necessarily that white anymore.
You guys both know this?
Yeah.
There was a picture floating around today, and it was a bit rough. It was a bit of
today?
A little dingy-eyed. I think from alcohol consumption, it can darken the whites of your eyes.
I have never heard of this my whole life. This is something that everyone just knows?
I think MJ actually kind of helped bring it to light, at least in my circle.
I think Jordan's been glossy-eyed for a decade now.
Okay, I'm looking at these. I don't particularly, they don't look, wait a minute. These kind of look like my eyes. Wait a minute. I'm a little worried. What is it supposed to be? Is it jaundice? Like what makes your eyes weird? Just the booze?
I think it's overly boozing makes the eyes look like that.
Okay. And where did people first see this with him? How did I miss this? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Just like that.
No, you're far off.
She was doing
okay.
This looks like he's been crying.
Now it perpetually looks like that.
Yeah, maybe, all the time.
Watching highlights from his career with the Wizards. He's tearing up a little. I didn't know that was a thing. Jester, how'd you know about it? You don't know about shit.
I mean, I follow certain little things online.
Look at Jester's hip hat. He's down with the youth.
Right.
Yeah, that's what the youth look like. They look like a 50-year-old fucking rap rocker. Holy shit, I thought the super chats were broken. We got so few of them this show. Cannon, I'll go ahead, Tor. You can read this.
Cannon Hotep, salute, boys. Yeah, I'll give you a little salute there.
$1.99. Thank you, bud. Tank Dog salute, Cannon Hotep. Thank you for making sure that I just know we're not popular. At least I know now that the fucking super chat machine is still working. Oh, boy. Well, so Michael Jordan, so they're saying he just parties a lot, right?
Yeah, a lot of the Twitter replies, that fine. Boy's liver is cooked. A lot of liver stuff.
Fucking Twitter, guys. You want to shit talk Michael Jordan? Doesn't he own like a fucking, like one of the best fishing boats in the world right now? He just goes like from fishing tournament to fishing tournament, wrecking shop.
Yeah, he's living a fantastic life right now. One of the best in the world, I'd say.
Imagine having the balls to say anything about Michael Jordan on Twitter and not just immediately be embarrassed about yourself.
Prick. He's not anybody I think I could lord anything over. I think he's just about one in every single aspect, every category.
bro, his whole one day of his life is amounted to more than all of our entire existences. Do you understand that? Like, as far as revenue generated, taxes paid, jobs provide for, goals hit. I mean, think about just what he said. People want to say, like, the Charlotte Bobcats never won a championship. Bitch, please. Are you fucking, like, who gives a shit? He owns a NASCAR team now. Like,
yeah, that's
he
fun.
Can do whatever he wants.
I like and seeing I Jordan think, pop when does. His team wins.
Yeah, me too. Looks like crying Jordan. Be better than that, Cannon Hotep. I'm so glad we got through the crying Jordan phase. You know how embarrassing crying Jordan was for 5 years after people were still using it?
Long time.
It'll still resurface every now and again.
It does.
Why aren't you shamed?
It's just about phased out.
Why aren't the assholes shamed that are doing it? Why don't we band together? I wanted to read this one quote from Baker before we got out of here. Baker Mayfield, of course, the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, took over after Tom Brady. Did you see this little shot he took at Brady in this interview that he did? It's some baseball players podcast that I barely have heard of. I'm sure he's a very big deal. And I'm sure he's had more downloads for his podcast, the first episode, than I've had in my entire career. Here, listen to this quote. This is Baker talking about Brady. You hear some of the stories about if he didn't like a certain play call and he didn't like it throughout the week and they still call it in the game, there might have been a throwaway on purpose or throwing it at the running back or the receiver's feet, Baker said on the Casa de Club podcast. There's a lot of mind games going on. Mayfield also mentioned how those inside Buccaneers headquarters are less stressed out than they were when Brady was in the building. Now, I'm sure this is true. I'm sure all of this is true. If I were the level of dick gargling I would do if I was Baker Mayfield of Tom Brady, especially in that franchise where the reason why they're set up is because of the work. I mean,
yeah,
there's still a lot of talent there, and Baker deserves credit, and I'm a fan of his. But can you imagine like he just won a Super Bowl for this organization? Like, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. And also, he's fairly clandestine. We know how he reacted when he was going through all of his divorce shit. Why? I guess maybe he felt really comfortable doing this interview. I don't see the benefit here.
I didn't know Corey Kluge was such a good interviewer where he could.
Is that who it is?
I think so. If he's the only Kluge I know. Jesus, get more.
Athletes will go on other athletes' podcasts, brother. That's how they all blow up.
That's what they'll do. I don't know. I don't see the win. Or I don't see the plus side of saying this about Tom Brady. I could say if you wanted to frame it how the whole team's in a really good spot and everyone's a little more relaxed and it's not as tense anymore. But yeah, I think Brady would even own up to it and say, yeah, I didn't like that play call. I'm Tom fucking Brady. What did you expect me to do? I'm a winner. I'm a certified winner every day. So
who was the coach? Was it Bruce Arians? Bruce Arians was the coach, right?
Arians was the coach, and then Bowles was there also. That took over.
Leftwich. Yeah. Leftwich was the offense.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Who the fuck knows more about running offense, Byron Leftwich or Tom Brady?
I'd say Tom Brady. I'd
say that as well.
What happened to Byron Leftwich, by the way? Was my brain deading on the scandal that did he get a job somewhere and fail miserably? Was it Jacksonville? Because he was like such an up and comer, and now I don't even know if he's in the league this year. And we talk about football every week. You looking it up right now, Tori? I got no fucking idea.
Am.
Corey Rita, thank you for the $9.99 super chat. Did Chad miss the memo that it was Fred Durst night? Yeah, I wish you mother grabbers would have said, hey, Dukes, we're going full Fred Durst. We're going fucking $3 bills, hot dog flavored water, y'all, for you tonight. Yeah, why don't you look like a jerk with your fucking feathered hair? I have a red Yankees cap. I have a red Yankees fitted. I'll go get it.
January. Oh, are you?
Oh, no.
Not. Yeah, Jimmy,
I know y'all be loving this shit right here. I am Pete. How the fuck been sitting right there the whole time? If you don't care, then we don't care. Shut the fuck up while I fuck this crap up. All right, I fucking fucked up my camera. All right, let's all start just headbanging so we can get a GIF. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Candid. fucking
ridiculous
stupid.
Show.
I was fucking looking at this hat the whole goddamn time. Oh. How did Corey have to tell me? Oh, thank you, Corey. What are we talking about?
Oh, Byron Leftwich, fired from the Buccaneers organization January 19th, 2023.
Right, but then he was getting interviews to be a head coach. What the fuck happened? And I don't think it was just Rooney Rule interviews. I think people thought, you know, he's an up-and-comer. He worked with Brady, won a championship.
It seemed like he was getting a lot of big positive pushes to become a next head coach. I think his name was floated before Doug Peterson went to the Jags.
I think you're right.
All right, bring him back there. Why not? He can work with Trevor Lawrence. He's a quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is a quarterback. Yeah, I do not. I will have to do some digging to see what happened with Byron. Right now, the last coaching career information is the Bucs stuff.
Yep.
You guys see my new title over there?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's.
I feel like when we all three of us get together wearing our Fred Durst hats, we got to do the Durst cast. Corey fucking dropped another $4.99. Thank you, Corey. I thought the super chat machine was broken. Bunch of takers in here. Night made. Oh, thank you. If that's all it took to make your night, Corey, then I'm glad that we can provide that for you. Thank you very much. Oh, what are you googling there, Jim?
Still looking at the Byron Leftwich stuff. It's weird to think that he's just out of the league all of a sudden, but it does appear that way.
I think sometimes. Remember when Eric Bieniemy was like the hottest topic that anyone could come about or bring about, and then I guess they just realized he's a dummy. Like he had that shot with the fucking Commanders and they threw the ball 700 times, even though, you know, it's like, look at this. We're throwing the ball a lot. It's like, well, there's a reason why you don't want to do that with Sam Howell. It's weird, man. Bloom falls off the rose real quick. That's going to happen to Sirianni in Philadelphia tour. You mark my fucking words.
Oh, it's already starting to rot there in Philly. Yeah. Bieniemy. Yep. It was, here's the big push. Why is everyone against Bieniemy? We don't really know. And then he got a shot with Washington, which, not saying it had a ton of weapons, but could have easily improved. They definitely could have shown a life on offense last year, and they didn't. So I guess, yeah, that candle flame is out. And now he's at UCLA doing decently, I guess. They okay. Stink also.
But he was coaching like a hardo too. Like I remember all the players coming out and being like, we don't like the way this guy runs practice. There's got to be a difference between like Belichick and Mike McDaniel kissing his players' heads. Like, let's find some middle ground here where men can act like men. All right, very good. Well, Jimmy, good to see you. Thank you for jumping on with us. Very nice to have you on a free Friday episode. Yeah,
thank you, man. I appreciate it. Tor, good to see you, brother.
Thanks.
We're ending, Jimmy. You don't have to get out of here. We're all good.
Jimmy, one thing for you. I just got a little bit of executive producer stuff to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you're posting the episode tomorrow.
Oh shit! That's Dukes some goon handing.
Dukes will send the file in the Google Drive.
Oh, you are a motherfucker! That was some producer goon handing right there. Hey, Tor, remember when Sal's was talking about a 25-year-old teaching a bunch of 40-year-olds a thing or two earlier on the football show? You did that to poor Jim Jester, right there.
Unfortunately, not the first time. It's fine.
Oh wow. All right, boys. Well, I hope you keep rolling, 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 rolling until we do the next show. All right, somebody please send me the gif of us doing the Fred Durst shtick as soon as possible. All right. If you like this episode of the Chad Duke Show, consider subscribing to ChadDukeShow.com. Also, the Halloween Hootenanny is next Saturday. TalioTheater.com, Reverend Payton, Steve Pie Taster, all the Pie Tasters, Bunny Tails, Cocktails, Sunny Ledford, all the fun stuff, doing a record release. It all benefits Mission 22. If you want more information, go to TalioTheater.com and get on that shit. Tor, thank you. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, excited to talk football this Sunday.
That's right. This Sunday we'll be doing our halftime show right here. If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/Chad Duke Show. Have a good weekend, my turkeys, and roll out the trash cans. You should love me then, say hey. Hey, 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 hey. When I get my wallet back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.